Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about spotting narcissistic behavior. And this is so important if you're dating someone or getting to know somebody, to spot certain behaviors that could be narcissistic. Now, understand, narcissism is on a spectrum. So somebody could have a couple of, narcissistic behaviors and have empathy, or they could be full-blown narcissistic and have no empathy. It's really how narcissistic someone is depends on their level of empathy. In other words, if somebody is going after something that you have and they don't care if they hurt you at all, they have no empathy, okay? So let me go through the list that I put together about certain narcissistic behaviors that you guys should watch out for when you're dealing with somebody so that you could spot these red flags. Number one, you guys, and this is a big one, can the person resolve conflict? When you're dealing with a narcissist, one of the biggest red flags that you could be dealing with somebody narcissistic is that they can't resolve conflict. They are exhausting. You sit there and talk yourself blue in the face. You give them facts and they still deny everything you say. They deny the truth. Why? Because they don't want to face shame or take accountability. So if you're dealing with somebody and you just can't resolve conflict with this person, let's say that they won't even sit down with you and talk and hear you out. You're dealing with somebody, let's say, that stonewalls you and just calls you crazy and walks out of the room. You could be dealing with somebody who's a narcissist, okay? Because this is something that narcissists do. They don't want to resolve conflict. Why? Because they don't want to take that accountability. So they can't sit down and hear you out. And if they do hear you out, they're going to gaslight you, okay? They're going to confuse you. They're going to tell you you're wrong, okay? And they're going to blame shift you, and they won't acknowledge the truth. So one of the narcissistic behaviors that you need to watch out for is that this person can acknowledge the truth, can acknowledge the facts when you try to resolve conflict, rather. All right. Another sign of narcissistic behavior, okay, is if they're unreliable and they're not consistent. This is classic covert narcissist. A covert narcissist makes a lot of promises and they don't keep it. This is why they confuse people. This is what causes cognitive dissonance, where you're confused about what's reality, what's not reality, because the narcissist is telling you one thing and doing another. So they're inconsistent. Why? Because basically they're lying to you and gaslighting you and they don't mean what they say. And I'll give you an example of that. Let's say a narcissist tells you how much they love you, how much they care about you, but yet they don't show it. They're not affectionate. They're cold. They don't want to be around you. They make excuses not to see you. That is not somebody that loves you, you guys, all right? So that could be a red flag, all right? Another sign of narcissistic behavior, in order to see if somebody is narcissistic, rather, is to look into their checkered past. Look at their past relationships with their exes? How was their relationship with their exes? Are they, and granted, the narcissist is not going to be transparent and tell you what the relationship really was. They're going to give you their version of the story. And most of the times, they're going to play the victim. Classic covert narcissist. They're going to play the victim and make like their exes were horrible. Their exes were crazy. Their exes cheated on them. All right. So listen when the narcissist tells you things about their past. If they're not taking any kind of accountability for the relationship breaking down, okay, that could be a red flag. Now, the caveat in all that is some narcissists are very clever, and some of them realize that you're trying to size them up. So what they'll do is they'll sit there and say, oh, you know, my ex, you know, we're still friendly. You know, it just didn't work out. You know, we were different people or we grew apart, because they know you're looking for them to badmouth their ex as a red flag that they could be a narcissist. So some of them that are very clever and know about these kind of, you know, red flags that people watch out for, they might, you know, pretend like, oh, they, you know, the relationship was, you know, amiable, but it just didn't work out or something like that. But the point is, you guys, you gotta, you know, in time, you'll be able to see what really went down in that relationship, because the narcissist, the longer you're with the narcissist, the more that mask is going to drop, and they're going to start making comments about their exes or things that happened that tell you that it really was the narcissist who was the problem. So always, always look at their past behavior, because the greatest indicator of future behavior is prior behavior, okay? Now, next, signs of narcissistic behavior, you guys. And this is probably one of the biggest things to look out for. They're not transparent, okay? Now, how do you know whether somebody's transparent or not? You know how you know? Because when you deal with them, they make you confused. When you're dealing with a liar, you're going to be confused. And that's exactly their intent, is to confuse you. Why? Because they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know that they're lying to you. So they try to confuse you. They try to gaslight you. Okay, so if you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, you don't know where you're at in this relationship with this person. You know, sometimes they're nice and other times they're wicked. Sometimes they're warm and other times they're cold. You're not dealing with somebody that's a true blue person. You're dealing with somebody who's shady at times. So they're not transparent. Another way you're going to know they're not transparent is if they don't answer a question directly. When you ask the narcissist an uncomfortable question where maybe they have to take accountability, if they have a problem with it and, you know, they say, oh, I don't want to talk about this now, or why do you keep bringing up the past? If they keep making excuses not to answer the question, you're not dealing with a transparent person, because obviously transparent people will have no problem answering the question and doing it right then and there. But somebody who has something to hide is going to try to avoid the question and avoid taking accountability. So therefore, you're going to feel like, you know what? This person is not being honest with you. Or they'll gaslight you in a sense. This, again, is covert narcissist, where they'll say, oh, I don't remember, okay? Covert narcissists are famous for doing the amnesia routine, okay? It's one of their ways to get out of taking accountability. They tell you they don't remember, okay? When in fact they do. So they're not clear, they're not transparent, and that is a sign that you're dealing with somebody that's narcissistic behavior. They're not owning the truth. They're trying to confuse you. They're not transparent, okay? Another sign, you guys, of narcissistic behavior is that constant need for attention. This is somebody who needs attention. This is somebody that has to dominate, okay? If you're dealing with like an overt narcissist or you're dealing with a grandiose narcissist, they need that constant attention. They've got to be the center of attention when you go out, all eyes on them, and they don't like when other people are getting attention, all right? So you know, if somebody's praising you or something, they may interrupt that conversation or change the conversation because they can't handle anybody else getting attention. The other thing with narcissists, they need constant attention when they go out. They love to be the center of spotlight, okay? Again, over grandiose, sometimes malignant narcissists, they love to be in the spotlight. So you guys, if you're dealing with somebody who constantly needs that attention, that is a sign of narcissistic behavior because they are insecure. They're worried about their image, okay? Classic next sign that I want to give you, a sign of narcissistic behavior, and this is one of the biggest, is that they blame shift. When you confront a narcissist about something that they don't want to deal with, what they're going to do, what's the greatest defense? An offense. And what does that mean? They're going to deflect and blame you for anything that you bring up to them, accusing them of anything, okay? So when you accuse a narcissist of something, they're going to accuse you. It's like when you say to the narcissist, you're a narcissist. What's the first thing that narcissist is going to say? No, you're the narcissist, all right? You ought to look in the mirror. So this is what they do. They blame shift. They want to put you on the defense. This is how they fight, okay? Always look at how somebody fights. It'll tell you whether you're dealing with a narcissist or not. That's a red flag, you guys, how somebody fights. And covert narcissists, they don't fight directly. They fight behind your back. They fight passive-aggressively. They're backstabbers. They use other people to hurt you. They have other people gang up on you, okay? That's how the covert narcissist fights. Go listen to my podcast about how covert narcissists fight, all right? Now, another sign of narcissistic behavior is, you know, when you have that narcissist back against the wall, what are they going to do, okay? Some of them, you deal with a covert narcissist, what they do, they run silent on you. All of a sudden, they shut down, they walk out of the room, stonewall you, they go silent, and then, you know, they give you the silent treatment. Why do they do that? Because, again, they don't want to take accountability or face shame. So when you see somebody who cannot communicate, that is your covert narcissist, who cannot communicate directly, that is a sign of narcissistic behavior where they have to constantly pay you back with silent treatment. It's a form of emotional abuse. It's used to hurt you. It's used to avoid taking accountability. And a lot of times what they do is they come back and they make like nothing ever happened. Okay? Why? They don't want to bring it up. Because again, they want to sweep it under the rug. They don't want to take accountability. And they're also trying to control you so that you never open up your mouth and bring anything up to them again. Okay? Because then they're gonna fight. This is how they fight. This is how the covert narcissist fights. They fight you with that silent treatment. So now you're afraid to open up your mouth because you're afraid they're gonna go silent on you for days, for weeks, for months, okay? Depending on the covert narcissist you're dealing with, this is how they get you back, and this is how they try to punish you for saying or doing something that they don't like, okay? Another sign of narcissistic behavior, again, the covert narcissist, you guys, is that they are the perpetual victim. They're the good guy, and you're the big bad wolf. And this is exactly what a covert narcissist wants to portray to everybody else, that they tried, that they were good to you, that they were a nice guy or girl, and you are this awful person that, you know, won't let things go. You are the mental nut that keeps bringing things up, okay? This is exactly what they do to try to make you look crazy to other people. And why is that? To ruin your credibility so that no matter what you say, it has no, you know, it doesn't hold water to these other people because the covert narcissist has already labeled you crazy. Nobody believes what comes out of your mouth because of that manipulative covert narcissistic behavior. Okay. So I'm looking at my list here. So this is what they do, you guys. They play the victim because they want to get the sympathy from everybody else, okay? The other sign of narcissistic behavior is they have an excuse for everything. Again, the covert narcissist loves excuses. They have an excuse when they promise to help you out or be there for you. Guess what? They were sick, or they were working, or they fell somewhere and they couldn't help you out. There's always an excuse with a covert narcissist. Why? Because they were never in your corner to begin with, but they pretend to be in your corner and they want to pretend to everybody else that they're in your corner. And what do? They have a ton of excuses why they're not in your corner, because they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to help you. They're insanely jealous of you, okay? And they want to see you suffer, because some of them are very sadistic, okay? Distance yourself from these demons, because that's exactly what they are. Go listen to my podcast about how narcissists are demons, all right? And you'll understand what I'm saying here. So they have an excuse for everything, all right? And another sign, and this is another big one, you guys, of narcissistic behavior is when they're not there for you when you're down. That's really the number one way you're going to know whether somebody is really narcissistic or not, is whether they're there for you when you're down. Because what they do is they I'm talking mainly about like the covert narcissist, because they always put on that act, okay? This is how you really test the covert narcissist. They put on that act that they're there for you, they got your back, they're your best friend, they're your ride or die, you know, they portray this to everybody else. But then when you need them, guess what? They ghost you, they disappear, okay? That's how you're going to know. Why? Because they have no empathy. They have no empathy for the fact that you are suffering, all right? Again, some of them are sadistic and they want to see you suffer. Why? Because of that deep-rooted jealousy spirit of Cain inside them. They want to see you suffer, but they mask it by giving excuses and saying they were busy, okay? Or they were sick, or they were sleeping, or they didn't have their phone on them, all right? It's all passive-aggressive behavior to not be there for you where you can't point your finger at them, okay? They are snakes, okay? So I'm moving down my list. I gotta rush here, you guys. The other sign that somebody has narcissistic behavior is they run hot and cold all the time, okay? Why? Because you're dealing with a fake one. You're dealing with somebody who's using you for something, and they're hot when they need something, and they're cold when they don't need you. So that's not a normal relationship. That's not a normal friend or person you're in a relationship. There is no consistency there. Granted, people have a bad day, but when you're dealing with a narcissist, it happens all the time, the hot and cold behavior. Why? Because, you know, they become hot when they see you pulling away, and they run cold when they don't need you, all right? The other sign of narcissistic behavior, you guys, is they have a constant need to be right all the time and tell you you're wrong. No matter what you do, the narcissist will try to one-up you, or they try to tell you how you did it wrong or you should have done it this way. They always have to be the authority on everything. Why? Because they need that boost to think that there is somebody this smarter than you, okay? So they will never want to give any kind of validation or accolade to anybody else and lift anybody else up. This is why narcissists are so damaging. They want to tear you down, okay? Miserable people with miserable lives want to tear you down, and that's the narcissist. And that's why you need to get these people out of your fucking life, okay? Because they are not your people. They don't want to build you up. They want to tear you down. So when you're dealing with somebody who's difficult, okay, red flag, red flag, red flag. Difficult people, that could be a sign of narcissistic behavior. Everything is difficult with them. No matter what you do with them, let's say you go out for the day, they don't want to eat here. They don't want to go there. They don't want to park here. They criticize everything you do. You're dealing with a difficult person, okay? And difficult people are not kind and understanding. They're authoritative and they want to put you down to lift themselves up. Huge red flag. You could be dealing with a narcissistic person. All right, you guys? All right. And also, if they are hypercritical and judgmental, okay? These are narcissistic behaviors. Very, very judgmental of other people. And yet they don't look in their own backyard, okay? They don't look at themselves. They love to judge other people, judge how they dress, judge how they look, judge whether they're old or they're young, okay? Like they are God. That is narcissistic behavior. They're judging other people and they shouldn't be judging anybody because everybody has sinned, everybody has flaws, and when you're dealing with people that are sitting there with that uppity attitude, snobs are like this, you guys. Snobby people, which are usually covert narcissistic people, they do that all the time. They have an air about them that they're better than everybody else, and they give you that smug look or that smirky smile to try to belittle you, okay? They're disgusting, insecure people that can't be themselves. Trust me when I tell you, because I grew up around these people and, you know, I have them all around me, all right? Y'all should only know the animals that I've had to deal with. People tell me all the time, how do you know so much about narcissists? Oh my goodness, you guys. I grew up in a neighborhood filled with them. I got them in my family. I was married to them. I am surrounded, okay? Surrounded. And they all have the same patterns of behavior that, you know, they have this inflated image of themselves. They don't care if they hurt other people. They have no empathy. They blame shift. They give you the silent treatment, all red flags of narcissistic behavior, okay? Now, let me hurry up because I got to get on a Zoom with my son's doctor. So I'm rushing through, you guys. So another sign that of narcissistic behavior, you guys, is they are gossipers. Again, covert narcissists love to gossip. They try to hurt you behind your back by discrediting you. Nobody gossips more than somebody who's secretly jealous of you. So when you see that somebody's gossiping about you, could be, and 9 times out of 10, you're dealing with a covert narcissist, all right? This is not a nice person. This is somebody that's trying to hurt you. This is somebody that's jealous about you, okay? And they also, they try to isolate you, okay? So another sign of narcissistic behavior is somebody who tries to isolate you, all right? They want to isolate you, let's say, from other members of the family, or they don't include you, or they don't include you if they go out to eat, or something like that. That's not a nice, kind, and understanding person now, is it? No, that's somebody that wants to make you an outsider. And that's exactly what a covert narcissist does. They want to make you an outsider and they want to keep you alone because their power is in numbers and popularity. So if you're dealing with somebody who doesn't include you and isn't a nice person or something like that, and they always want to keep you as an outsider because they divide, they don't unite, you know, when you see a broken family, all right, you could trust and believe it's due to a covert narcissist in that family that's dividing that family because of competition. How do I know? Because I lived it, all right? That's why I could speak on all these things. I've lived it. I've experienced. I'm talking from experience, you guys. So these are all red flags and signs that you are dealing with people with narcissistic behaviors, all right? Going down the list here, narcs also, keep in mind, are filled with anxiety, and that anxiety will be projected on you. I've seen it. I've seen it in members in my family where they're anxious people, and a lot of what they do is from that anxiety. That's why at the end of a relationship with a narcissist, I even saw it with my ex, at the end of a relationship with a narcissist, you're the one who's going to have the anxiety because they're projecting all that toxic bullshit on you because they're anxious, they're insecure, and at the end of the relationship, guess what? Now you're anxious and you're insecure. Why? Because that poison of a person dumped all that poison of toxicity onto you and made you feel the way they felt. They dumped on you, dumping grounds on you. Get away from these people. They're horrible, all right? So these are some of the signs to look for of toxic narcissistic behaviors, you guys. Okay, I want to add one last narcissistic thing, behavior, that you'll notice that could be you're dealing with a narcissist. And that is that that person has a thirst for excitement and admiration, okay? When you're dealing with a narcissist, they never can deal with, you know, the here and now and deal with everyday boring life, go to work, come back, you know, sit by a TV, relax. You know, they're always looking for some kind of excitement. That's why a lot of them have extramarital affairs. They're looking for some kind of excitement. They're looking for some kind of validation. They're looking to feel good about themselves because they can't deal with boring and mundane life. They don't appreciate what they have or who they're with. Nothing is ever good enough for the narcissist, all right? So one of the behaviors that you'll see is that these people are never satisfied, they're never happy, and they're always looking for the next best thrill, okay? They're always looking for the next best thrill, and they always, you know, trying to do something to get some kind of dopamine lift into their brains, okay? So, you know, if you're dealing with somebody who, you know, gets bored easily, is very unsatisfied in everything, you know, they may have a nice house, they may have a nice partner, they're just never happy with everything that's around them, okay? You could be dealing with somebody who's a narcissist that always thinks there's something better out there and is always looking to fill that emptiness within themselves because they feel empty and they're never happy, never satisfied. Okay, you guys? So these are all the behaviors that you should look out for when you're dating, when you're getting to know people or people that you deal with in your everyday life. These are some narcissistic traits or behaviors that show that somebody could be a narcissist. Understand again, we all could be a little narcissistic at times, but it's on a spectrum. And if you find that somebody really has no heart for you at all, they're very cold, they're very callous, like the covert narcissist, these are not your people. These are not people that you want to keep in your life. You want to be around people that lift you up, make you happy, people who care when you're upset. You don't want people that don't care when you're upset because these are not your supporters. These are not people that are going to help you through the rough times that come along in life, okay? And through life, you're going to come across rough patches. That could be financial problems. That could be health issues. And the people that you surround yourself with will make all the difference in the world of your happiness and getting through the rough times, okay? So I hope that helps you guys to understand. And I hope that when you start to see these toxic behaviors in certain people, you distance yourself and you say, not today, Satan, okay? I'm not dealing with you, okay? You're difficult. You're gonna give me problems. You're toxic. I wanna deal with people I could work with, people that are easygoing, people that, you know, can humble themselves and not, I don't want to deal with the basic asshole of a narcissist, okay? I'm just going to say it bluntly because that's basically what it is. When you deal with a narcissist, you're basically dealing with an asshole who won't take accountability, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. I got to run. Have a great day and please share the podcast, okay, you guys? Take care.
If
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123. And also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.